You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on Christmas Eve, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, I'm going to make a bold statement. I know why you're here tonight. Yes, I do. Sure, on the surface, there is many hundred reasons why you might be here tonight, as there are hundreds of people sitting here. Some of us are here tonight because this is our church home, our community, and we can't imagine being anywhere else tonight. Some of us are here because we're visiting family and friends, and well, it's Christmas Eve, and we go to church. Some of us are here because our mothers asked us, or told us, that it's Christmas Eve, and we're going to church. Some of us are here joyfully. Some of us are here reluctantly. Some of us are here wondering. Now, regardless of the presenting reason you're here, and let me hasten to add, I'm delighted you are and hope you'll return again and again. We all share one reason in common for being here on this night. Each one of us, whether consciously, semi-consciously, or subconsciously, is here tonight because we are looking for something larger than ourselves. We are looking to be connected, to something beyond our own small selves. We're looking to be connected to a larger life. We're looking to be lifted out of our everydayness, which can be mundane or chaotic or sometimes both at once, into something transcendent. That ineffable, transcendent experience of grace, which we have all experienced at some time or another in our lives, and perhaps never known what to call. On this night, that's why we come here searching. But I'm going to be so bold as to say that on this night, that's exactly what we get. Because on this night, there is born unto us a Savior. Listen carefully to what the angel says, you know, and remember that angels are by definition messengers of grace. The first thing the angel says is, do not be afraid. There it is, right up front. Do not be afraid. In this time of darkness and conflict, in this time of sickness and loss and death, in this time of confusion and uncertainty, do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day a Savior, and this child wrapped in bands of cloth will be a sign for you. I want us to listen very carefully to that. This Savior that we celebrate this night is come among us as a sign. And that's really important and needs our closest attention. The story that begins tonight is given to us as a sign. This human child that we meet tonight and whose story we will follow and tell and share over and over and over has come to us as a sign. And that sign, the meaning of that sign, the wonder of that sign, that's why we're here tonight. So where does this sign point us? First, the sign tells us that God has come into the world and is in the midst of everything. In the midst of the good, the bad, and the ugly. God is there, transforming even the very worst. God is there. And that means God can be trusted. Like a loving parent or like a loving brother or sister. So do not be afraid. God has come into the world as a crying baby who grows into a grown-up human being. And this human being lives a life that seems to be extraordinary. And it is. And the sign that this extraordinary life offers to us is that we can live an extraordinary life ourselves. Jesus, whom we also call Christ, becomes the pattern for our lives. When we live our lives following that pattern, we discover the Christ that lives within each one of us. As the Apostle Paul says over and over again, you are hidden with Christ. You have been crucified with Christ. You have died with Christ. You are in Christ. Do you know, he says that 95 times in his epistles. You are in Christo. You are in Christ. So this sign that's been given to us so that we can understand our true natures, our true selves. As we pattern our lives on Jesus' life, we discover this hidden Christ within each one of us. But what's that mean? What did Jesus do that we should do? Well, first, we know he was a compassionate healer. He included the ones who the culture wanted to exclude. He even loved the ones who wanted to judge him and kill him. He forgave them. How could we do any less? And he unapologetically gave himself in devotion and service to God. He didn't worship idols. You know, the idols of money and power and control and success and being thought well of by others. Jesus wouldn't make a great celebrity, that is to say. And we can do the same thing. We can let go of the idols we worship. And this one who is assigned for us listened deeply and intently to understand God's will for him. And then he did it in faith and in trust. You know, among the most profound prayers ever prayed is a prayer that Jesus prayed in Gethsemane the night before his death. Knowing what was to come, Jesus prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, yours be done." He told God what he wanted and what he'd hoped for. You know, he gave that to God. He said, "This is what I want." But then in faith and in trust, he placed himself in God's care. He surrendered his will to God's will. And he walked the road of powerlessness all the way to death. But that wasn't the end of the story. No, the story continued. See, God took this trust, God took this surrender, God took this powerlessness and turned it into new life. Out of complete chaos and darkness and despair and defeat, new life was born. Resurrection happened. Do you see how this is a sign for us? The best and most hopeful and joyful sign we could ever imagine in the midst of the darkness and the chaos and the conflict. When we choose to walk the way of compassion, when we choose to walk the way of including and embracing and healing everyone, and I do mean everyone, not just the ones who look and talk and act like us. I mean everyone. When we choose the way of complete surrender to divine love, it won't mean we'll avoid the pain of life. Now, this is not about denial. This isn't about escape. It won't mean we'll avoid the chaos and the darkness. It means that darkness and chaos are not the final answer. Love is the final answer. So here's the last thing I want to say about this sign we've received on this night. This sign is God's gift of love to us. And we choose whether or not we receive it, and we choose whether or not we want to pass it on. If we choose to ignore it or avoid it, our souls will stay small and selfish and focused only on ourselves. And I think that's a pretty good working definition of hell. If we still need to grow in love and trust, God will make plenty of space for us to do that, even in death itself. You know, there's always room for us to grow. Why would the exhaustion of our physical bodies mean the end of our experience of God? God and our true selves, our Christ selves, live in the eternal now. And finally, if you're already at home in love, meaning your life is following the pattern of Jesus' life, when your physical body becomes exhausted, you'll find you're already in the home of love. And that's got to be what we mean by heaven. Life with God, which means life lived in divine love, is all about growth and wonder that never ends. Infinite life with God is all about infinite growth in love. Forever. The sign we've been given tonight is a path to follow, a pattern for living, but it's your choice. You can choose tonight, right now, to live in love, to follow this divine pattern, or you can choose to live in selfishness and isolation and fear. The sign points us towards deeper love and away from chaos and despair. But it's up to you. The decision is yours. What will you choose this night? Will you choose selfishness and fear? Or will you choose hope and love and peace in your soul? It's a choice we make every day. And those choices really do live on into eternity. So bless you on this night, my dear sisters and brothers. Bless you and all those you love. For on this night, we have each been given a sign. Do not be afraid. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.